And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, thank you for having us on. What are we on right now? Is this 397? Yes. Garrett just shouted yes. That's crazy, man. Like, I still think back to that's 397 weeks minus a couple holidays that we've skipped that we have done these podcasts, and I just think it's very cool and impressive because most podcasts don't live past 10 episodes. No. So I'm very proud of us.
Some people don't know when to quit, and those people are us.
Well, I just, you know, I love you guys, and I just want to say thank you to our 17 listeners. Little hearts.
Did you just make a little
heart? I did Tay-Tay heart.
As we're here in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio, O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people, I just want to say thank you. And also, I do want to mention Pickle Jar. They are a sponsor for the podcast again, and they're awesome because it's a great way if you're a band and you're looking for tips and all that kind of stuff. You know how, like, I'm not going to say what app, but you go to donate money to something and it's like, do you have their cell phone number?
Yeah, if you don't, they get charged. And like, they, that company will take money from those people.
Yeah, so if you're actually trying to help somebody out and you're doing a donation to a band, like a tip or whatever, that's where the Pickle Jar app comes in handy. You can show some gratitude to whoever's on stage or, I mean, whatever the cause may be, too, because you can do it for fundraisers, for charities, and all that kind of stuff all around town or around the country or wherever you want to do it. So Pickle Jar is pretty awesome. And they also have exclusive video content. They've got all kinds of stuff you can't find anywhere else. So
if
you want
to
get
listening to this and you haven't downloaded the Pickle Jar app yet, it's free. Go get it.
That's
it's
right.
Cool.
It's
you
free.
Follow your favorite bands and stuff.
It's when just... we have people in the studio, they play, you know, like we had Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts was in the other day. And he performed Fast Cars and Freedom and What Hurts the Most and all that. And it was cool because if you liked what you heard, you basically make a tip through the Pickle Jar app, and it went to help Vanderbilt Children's Hospital. Again, just a way to give back and do some cool stuff and be all together and connected. Hi, Big D.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, sounds like you're starting to lose your voice. It's like a good time for a three-day weekend.
Yeah, I'm really trying to...
Yeah. Awesome. Wow. I had that earlier this week. In fact, I kind of still hear it. It's just there. I'm like... Mm.
Yeah.
You and guys then, taking naps? I mean, because that's kind of a big deal when you're sick, just to
rest.
Take a nap,
yeah,
rest.
Sleep.
I try to.
I mean, just lay down right here, sleep through the podcast. You wouldn't be the first.
Wow. All right. On today's podcast, Big D's taking a nap. Bubba is poking him with a stick.
I think it would be great if he takes a nap. He could put a microphone down right by his mouth.
Hear him pop out of sleep apnea.
I can't. The other night I had it where it, that's a couple of weeks ago, where the tube disconnected. Mm-hmm. So I'm wearing that stupid face thing on the things in my nose.
Yeah.
But it's going nowhere. Like, so the valve, the stem comes out, the hose, but it's not connected to the main hose. So I just look like Snuffleupagus, just laying there. And
hey, bird.
And I woke up about, I don't know, 2 o'clock, and I went to go move. You know,
move it out of the way.
By the way, and there's nothing to move. And I reach over, and it's going. Just blown out on the floor.
You realize you've been sleeping terrible.
And I didn't feel good at all. My whole, 2 days were ruined.
The power went out, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. And what is that? Is that me sleeping?
Yes.
Okay. Is that sound effect?
No, that's
this is
me
Patrick sleeping.
That's the
Remember
actual
the time
me
you
sleeping
recorded
and you
him?
Recorded me because I fell asleep on the
on
wasn't
a sofa.
Feeling well. I fell asleep on the sofa in my office.
But we ran a microphone
I know.
In there.
What do good friends do? Like, you know, let's not close the door and let Patrick sleep because he's not feeling well. No, let's go record him making snoring noises.
You do make those
guys.
You make the little.
Oh,
little noises. You make little noises like that every so often. You're like,
and the baby does that, and it's like, oh, That's how I know it's mine.
It's cute when he does it. Isn't
it? It's cute.
What's your, Roy's middle name?
Kingsley.
Oh, yeah, from Bob Kingsley.
Kingsley. Yeah.
I feel like I'm in bed with you.
Yeah, this is creepy, man. This is not an ASMR podcast. Turn that off.
I kind of like it.
I like it in the background, too.
It is soothing. There's something about it.
I think it's great,
it
actually.
It makes me want to lay down.
It's like Fat Man Rain. This does something. Dude, it really does.
How long is this loop?
It's like 4 minutes. It's like 4 minutes. 4 minutes of that.
So you don't snore. Well, you can't snore now because you have
a CPAP. No, I have a CPAP and I don't snore.
Does Vivica snore? Does she snore?
No, I don't think so.
You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. I'm out cold.
Now, did
I was saying the power went out 2 weeks ago, and boy, it was hard to sleep without it.
Uh-huh.
I'm so used to it now.
Yeah.
Is it also the noise that makes it hard? Like for some reason, when the power goes out, you lose so much of the ambient noise.
Well, the fans
and the air conditioning and even the refrigerator and all these things that do make a little bit of noise, and your whole house, you don't realize the cacophony that is going on because you're in it every day.
Like all the
symphony of sounds that are
cacophony?
There.
Cacophony?
Yeah.
It's a word,
bro. It's a myriad of sounds.
Yeah, you don't realize everything that's around you makes noise until it doesn't. Yeah. Like, I still remember the after 9/11 when you and I went out to the airport, and even just standing around, because I was like in the flight pattern of the airport, you know, by the house, and just not hearing the planes coming over on a regular basis was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to live next to the railroad tracks. At LSU. And I mean, when I say next to the railroad tracks, my bed was right here. And the railroad tracks were that wall about 15 feet away. And yeah, it was soothing. People were like, I can't believe you live this close. Oh, no, it's great. Sleep through that every night.
Yeah.
I want to do a whole train thing. Like, I've got a buddy who is an engineer. It's still going.
Dude, it makes me laugh. I love that.
So I have a buddy who's an engineer, like on a train. And, he keeps telling me, he's like, man, you gotta come do some kind of thing. Like, you have to do the show. We could do our show on a train.
Oh, I'd be all in for that.
Yeah, I mean, we've done it. We've done the podcast from an airplane. We've done things in different ways. I mean, Super Bowl. We've done all kinds of different things. So why not from a train?
You got that going on. The sound of him. And then you add...
Here, plug in your phone, and we'll just run it through the actual system here. Yeah, we'll.
Yeah, let's really do it right.
Yeah, I mean,
oh my God, I'm out. And then every once in a while, I need to do the airplane ding. Bubba does a great airplane ding. And, there's a door open. Oh, I think there's a bird that we got in here. And an elephant. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
This is the worst. This is the worst podcast ever, by the way.
Something if someone's reading some? What's the guy who? Who was it? Reno came in and was talking about the guy who reads nautical weather.
It reads the ship compliments or whatever.
The
14 pounds barley. 16 casks of new
nautical
burgundy.
A
ship.
What do you call that? Nautical
list. Shipping list.
Manifest.
That's it. Wow, you woke Patrick up.
Yeah. Ooh, that was close.
Dude, I love this whole train thing. I do.
144.
I used to commute to work on a train, and it was fantastic.
Did you ever sleep on it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I would get up early to take the express train, and I was the first stop, and so I would just get on, and I'd sleep for an hour and a half. And then wake up when we hit Grand Central, and then I'd go home, I'd read the New York Post, and then I'd sleep again.
There's like six things going on right now. I mean, you got Patrick over here doing a manifest. Carson and I are having a conversation. There's snoring going on.
It's like being on a train.
5 gallons of olive oil
cold.
Yeah, I saw the Yankees game last night. I don't know, man. They kind of sucked.
The Cubbies flag was flying. Got the W.
New cans of Coca-Cola.
Next up, Willoughby.
I don't know, man.
Three cantaloupes.
Three. All children.
It sounds like this, where I kind of want to peek into that other room and see if Garrett's just shaking his head like, what?
He's asleep.
You know, a big shout out to Garrett. For anybody who might be watching, listening, whatever, to the podcast as it is being live streamed on our YouTube channel, you can thank Garrett for doing all the video because he's working tirelessly in the other room. And let me tell you something. He puts up with a lot of stuff because we are a handful.
I mean, not really. But okay.
Nah, I mean.
Actually, we are probably the coolest place to work.
Look outside. Isn't that gorgeous?
Yes, it's the British countryside passing by my window.
The window's a little dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if someone was actually listening to this and they downloaded it before they got on a plane and it's us playing all this stuff?
But this is a train sound effect. Oh, I would train? Be worried if I was on a plane.
No, this is a plane.
It sounds the same as an airplane to me.
Oh, no.
You hear that?
I hear it now. But just the noise, the constant noise.
No, because you don't hear me screaming in the background.
So what are we going to do for Labor Day? Are we going to have, like, a big Labor Day special where we do, like, you know, people calling in from the labor and delivery room and all that? The radio thing we...
You come in and do that. I'm going to not be here because it's a holiday.
We get to do best of.
Sure, that's what every woman wants to do.
Yeah.
When she's in the
phone. Honey, hold on just a second. I got Big D and Bubba on the phone. Talk to her.
Don't push it! Don't push!
I hate you! That'd be pretty great. Did I tell y'all all about the delivery? Because I'm the one who's witnessed this the most recently. I don't know how much I told you all those stories. The craziest part was that Vivica had a C-section, and after the baby's out, and that's the dangerous part, you know, the baby's fine, mom's fine, they got to sew her back up. And that became like a routine day at the office for her doctor and the assistant surgeon, because they just started talking about whatever. She's like, and I need to get my roots done because I don't know if you can see, but like, you got a little, and the lady I've been going to, it's great. They just started talking about whatever.
As they're
and
stitching.
I can see them working feverishly.
Like they're cleaning the cabinet, the countertop after cooking.
Well, again, I started going to a new person.
You know, she's my son's little league coach's wife. Yeah, she's great. She's over in, but I'm like, what did they just... Basically, just like nothing's going on. You're not handling someone's
organs. Making a pair of jeans, I watch Better Call Saul. It's the same thing.
I think if you're going to do the nautical manifest, I'm going to do recipes.
Oh, that sounds good.
3 cups yellow onions, 1 cup green onions chopped.
So great.
1.5 to 1 cup celery chopped. 5 or 6 cloves of garlic.
In 0.6 miles, turn left on Main Street.
3 to 4 tablespoons parsley, chopped.
Your upcoming turn to Main Street on the left.
4 cups then go right. Green rice, uncooked.
You know, there's a lot of babies being born about this time.
What do you mean?
You have all the New Year's babies. This is exactly 9 months from New Year's.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So there's a lot of late August. Sorry, Patrick. There's a lot of late.
Y'all be quiet. I'm trying to sleep.
Speaking of the big baby.
But there's a lot of like August and September babies because people get knocked up during the New Year's festivities.
Yeah, right. Huh.
The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout.
And then you get, who is it? Jansen, who gets into people getting their
rain.
Their necks cracked.
Oh, yes. Gosh. No,
the spider.
Nope.
Oh, who are we doing now?
No.
Yes.
Shh. Oh.
What you hear now is the sound of knuckles cracking on a train.
Bubba, what's
next to a sleeping. What you hear now is the sound of knuckles cracking on a train next to a sleeping large man.
A fat sleeping man.
kosher salt and pepper.
Out came the sun and dried up all the rain.
And the large man, you shall notice.
Hey, I want to give, if anyone's still listening to this, you are the winner. You are the greatest of the 17 listeners. Yeah. Oh, my God. That is unbelievable that we have kept your attention. Wow, that's it. There's no way anyone else is still listening.
No, I'm looking. We have Kay, Joey. I can't see everybody that's watching now.
As Marianne will come back and listen
listening,
later.
I don't know yet. But
there's no way.
Like, there's a couple people who are, you know, in the little live stream chat thing.
You guys ever get into ASMR at all? Like,
No, this freaks me out, man. Oh. This whole thing mukbang. In the background is driving me nuts.
I like mukbang.
You like what?
Mukbang.
What's that?
That's like when you have, like, the Japanese girl that eats squid or whatever.
Oh, gross.
The sound of it or just watching it?
Oh, just for, I like it because it's funny. Like,
watching it?
Watching it is so crazy because you're sitting there watching mukbang, which, again, it's somebody slurping. Ugh. It's somebody just eating squid or live things. And oh, really? The train is bugging
it's
you?
It's just starting to get
No, you are.
But they're all like...
Yeah, that's disgusting.
And it's... But I watch it because it's fascinating.
Uh-oh. Why choose proven quality?
A commercial? A crummy commercial?
I think the train lost Wi-Fi. Oh, boy. But we didn't lose baby gorilla over here. He's still on it.
The silverback sleeps on its stomach.
Those, man, look at that. Look at those clouds. Oh, man. Yo, here comes. Oh, yeah. We need. But you know what? We need the rain. You know, it's always good to have rain.
I like the train better.
Oh,
is there anything? See, I have a covered patio at home, screened in, the whole thing. Is there anything better than sleeping
at night in a thunderstorm?
During a thunderstorm, outside, when you're nice and dry. And, dude, I'll bring a little blanket out there. And I'll just get cozy. This is it.
Before the beach in Alabama got really, really overcrowded, used to go and rent a place down there and sleep with the windows open all night and just hear the sound of the ocean. Mm.
Like San Diego. Oh, nobody even has air conditioners in San Diego. It's great.
World's sleepiest podcast.
Do not listen on long car trips.
Woo.
I used to listen to that guy who...
Did you guys know that the average adult sleeps under 7 hours a night? Yep. Under 7 hours a night. Most adults sleep about 6.5 hours a night. Like 40% of adults admit that the quality of their work suffers when they're sleeping. Obviously, none of us have slept. 68% say their ability to concentrate is diminished by their sleepiness. 19% report making mistakes and errors due to sleepiness. And sleepy drivers cause around 100,000 car crashes annually, which is interesting because, you know, I've fallen asleep and gotten in two different wrecks now. Actually, I almost got in a third, but this is back in the day when I had a radar detector in my car, and a cop woke me up when he hit me with the radar. He turned his laser on, and was like, and it woke me. I was going off the road. I'm like, okay. So I learned my lesson a long time ago. Don't drive sleepy. Mm-mm. It's bad. When I'm on a road trip, I'll just pull over into a parking lot, Walmart, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I did that once. I was way too sleep deprived, and I started a road trip, and I hallucinated a chicken literally crossing the road, and I thought, oh, I should probably pull over.
That's what you thought? I would have said, why did that happen?
I don't know.
I enjoy listening to some ASMR. I like it. There's a lot of things on YouTube that this is a company, I forget the name. They do animations that kind of look real, and it's a coffee shop, like
computer stuff.
Yeah, and it's a coffee shop with it's raining outside. Oh no, I got the best one. No, the best one is.
Oh, you're gonna swap this up here.
It is. It's a ASMR rain. With old radio playing.
Ooh.
Oh, it's the best. Let me see if it can pop up here. Oh, this is it. I found it.
Mm-hmm. I love how this has been on loop. Yeah, I did.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah. Where's your stuff?
Oh, here it is. Oh, boy.
So we've got rain, old-timey radio, and Patrick sleeping.
Yeah, it's like Patrick's like going back in time. He's falling asleep on the old lazy boy. On the radio. He's listening to his favorite show, The Infuriators. And now his radio show's gone off the air, and a storm has moved in. And here we are at the lake, old lake house.
Do you remember you and I doing a radio bit, Scar Search?
Yeah, I do. And we were trying to find the best
Patrick,
scar.
Yeah, were you with us back then, Patrick?
I think so.
We were.
It's based off of Star Search, for those who don't know. It's an older.
It's a farce on Star Search. But yeah, we did a whole thing on. We wanted to see people's scars because back then our company was more worried about. Our parent company was all worried about, getting those views on their pages and all that kind of stuff. So instead of actually worrying about what comes out of the speakers of the radio, they wanted to get those
Scar Search was from a web thing.
I swear we had a whole gallery of scars, like people's great scars.
I don't know. I don't remember. Because that feels like that was longer ago than that. I've worked for this show since before we had a website, so... some of that stuff is really old. No, you didn't have a website until 2000 or 2001. Didn't
really?
A website? Yeah. Websites were for a radio station? That's crazy. Yeah.
Wow. There's a website that you can find old websites that no longer exist. I found ours one time.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's still there. You can go and look at BigDMBubba.com on the Wayback Machine, it's called. And
is it called that?
Mm-hmm. It's got lots of old pictures of us that are really, really crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like when we were skinny?
This big, so you can't blow them up.
Oh, yeah, because the quality, I mean, a good camera back then was a 1 or 2 megapixel camera.
Oh, no. What? Megapixels wasn't even a thing. It was like 300 pixels.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yeah. I still remember we had a digital camera at the radio station that you actually had to put a 3.5-inch floppy disk in.
Oh, yeah.
To record the picture.
Yes. Yes.
And when you go back and think about, even before those days, that the strict, you'd go to a concert, no photography. And people are showing up with their Kodak point and shoot. Yeah. And they're sitting in the 300s. What were they going to take pictures of?
No photos. Now we all have cameras.
Yep.
Everybody was walking around with a camera, with a 50 megapixel camera in their hand all the time. Not sure the world's a better place because of that, actually.
Yeah. This has been awesome.
Yeah.
It's perfect. I don't have to talk much. I'm really trying. I think I need to stop talking.
All right. Well, y'all don't need me because you have me on the loop.
This means everybody's checking out.
I guess we're done. Okay.
Well, that was fun, everybody.
Happy Labor Day.
Hey, you know what? The four of us are the last four people to stop doing this podcast or listening to it because
have people commenting right now on the YouTube stream. So, yeah, pretty wild. I don't know what happened here. I just looked up and there's a message retracted. What does that mean? Like, that means they said something so crazy, or maybe it was misspelled?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm assuming they just deleted it.
Yeah, somebody.
Okay. All right, well, anyway. Thank you, everybody, who has put up with us for the Snorefest, and really appreciate you being with us.
1 pound pork shoulder.
Till next week and the next sausage. Podcast, it'll be fun.
You have arrived at your destination.
Happy Labor Day.
Enjoy. This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio.
It'll be better than this, I promise.
So much better.
It was the podcast.
I mean, a little bit better.